Speaking of the Great Replacement, you've seen Black Anne Boleyn, you've seen Black Viking Queens, and now get ready for Black Transgender Rose from Doctor Who.
I swear this was a meme.
It was, but now it's reality. This is what's actually going on. Before I go any further, I'll just point you to John's most recent article, one of his most recent articles, The Childhood That Governments Take From Us. While this isn't specifically the government, even though it's a collaboration, I think BBC and Channel 4 joint own Doctor Who now, because BBC alone lost the rights to it because they've done such a terrible job. But this is certainly something of my childhood that's being destroyed and stamped and crushed right in front of me. And as far as I'm aware, yours as well.
I'm very salty about this.
Yes, because you, like I, grew up with the Doctor Who, New Who revival when it first came out, with Christopher Eccleston and then David Tennant forming what I would call the golden era of Russell T. Davis. And Rose was a big part of that. Rose was, of course, played by Billy Piper, notably not transgender, and notably not black. But it seems,
I don't know, I may be forgetting, maybe she was.
I think Russell T. Davis has come back to the show as the showrunner, and it seems that he might have suffered some dementia or like a long-term memory loss, because I don't think he remembers who he cast as Rose that first time, because he's not brought Billy Piper back. He's also cast, I've covered in a previous video that you should go check out, Dr. Diversity, he's cast Nkuti Guber, I think his name is, something like that, a Nigerian refugee over into Scotland as the Doctor now. So we've got diverse Doctor, which I wouldn't really care about if it wasn't so transparent, the agenda being pushed.
I'm sorry to be rude, but that really is the North FC meme.
It really...
The name, that's so close. Sorry.
Yeah. No, I know. But, so yeah, I'm going to take this from Bounding Into Comics, who are like one of the only based publications for pop culture that are available right now. So, Doctor Who casts transgender actor to play character named Rose. And point...
Why?
Why?
No, sorry, just for a minute. As I said earlier to you, why not just call her Stephanie, make her a new character, and then make that character popular?
Or Tina. Or anything. You know, you're in a creative position where you've got a world of possibilities. You're in the charge of Doctor Who. Doctor Who, who's a character who regenerates every time and travels across the universe in a magic, spacey, timey-wimey telephone box.
There are a lot of rules you can throw out the window for consistency.
And they often have done, trust me.
But there's the point, which is just that they've had this last series of Dr. Karen and the Adventures of Diversity, and it's stunk. Like everyone hated it,
and then Russell T. Davis comes back and everyone goes, oh yay, Russell T. Davis, he did the good stuff. And then Russell T. Davis comes out with his, if you take out the T, you kill speech.
Yeah.
And everybody realizes, oh wait, you're a leftist hack. You've gone completely insane and intersectionality has rotted your brain.
But the active destroyal. So the fact that they came up with all these new characters, all the new characters sucked, everyone hated them, so they're literally just going to go back and just destroy the old characters as well. Why not?
Yeah, because this is part of the 60th anniversary, and they will be bringing back David Tennant again, despite the fact he was supposed to be ended 14 years ago, and also they're bringing back Donna, despite the fact that her character in continuity in the canon isn't supposed to remember any of her adventures with the Doctor that she had, or else her head will explode.
But who cares?
Just consequences, stakes in the narrative. What's that? Who cares?
But also just, it's so horrible because Rose had, I mean, it was, I didn't like them bringing them back at all. But for people who haven't watched Doctor Who, like, she was the companion. She fell in love with the Doctor. They actually had a relationship, which the Doctor's not meant to have. And even he had feelings for her. And then she got sucked into a parallel universe. They could never see each other again. And then he burnt up a son to send his last message to her, in which she says, I love you. And then just before he says it back, cuts out.
Yeah,
he can never speak to her
again.
Very
melancholy, very heartbreaking almost.
Perfect ending. Like, perfect way to end the character and be like, okay, she's got to go do other things with her career, so.
But then they did bring her back in the fourth series for David Tennant's, one of his finale episodes. I know you didn't like it. I didn't mind it, obviously. It
could
completely
have been
undercuts the beautiful ending that they had. But yes, could have been worse.
Could have been like, oh, by the way, now she's black and transgender for no reason.
Oh, wait. Yeah, so I'll just read some of this. So the BBC announced they cast a transgender actor named Yasmin Finney. And I love how Bounding Into Comments phrases here. A man who claims to be a woman. True.
Rose now has a penis. So.
Yep. To play a character named Rose for the upcoming series that is being crafted by showrunner Russell T. Davis. I just want to point out as well, Yasmin Finney is 18 years old, which means that as a trans person, they are part of what I would call the trans explosion of the past few years, meaning that I wouldn't be surprised, despite the fact they're in the public eye, if, you know, 15 years from now, they're part of the same backlash that I imagine lots of very young teenagers are going to be. Sad to say, but that's just what I see happening, and you know it will. In a blog post announcing the casting, the BBC detailed Finney, who plays Ellie Argent in Netflix's Heartstopper, which I've never heard of before, never watched, but was apparently her first role. So this is Finney's second role ever, and Russell T. Davis was just so impressed.
That career trajectory, just...
I know. It's completely down to Finney's talent, obviously. No other agenda.
It's her lack of white privilege. She should be basically prime minister at this point. She was white.
I know, exactly. She's just that talented. So Finney is playing the character of Rose and filming scenes that are due to air in the 2023 to coincide with the show's 60th anniversary. And what a way to celebrate the 60th anniversary of this show, eh?
What, by shooting in the head?
Yes. And honestly, if they did just have it be a complete about face, like a 180, where it's just like the 60th anniversary is like, it just cuts to black and then it just cuts back in and everyone's dead. I think that would be the happiest ending that we could hope for Doctor Who right now.
We're sorry for Dr. Karen comes on screen and then just cuts to black.
No. Not even we're sorry for Doctor. Just we're sorry. And then it's just Russell T. Davis with a single tear running down his face. Cut to black, done. It's unclear if Finney's character is related to Billy Piper's Rose Tyler, who is a companion to the Ninth Doctor and Tenth Doctor, or if it's a completely original character. On the casting, Finney stated, if anyone would have told 8-year-old Yasmin that one day she'd be part of this iconic show, I would have never in a million years believed them. The actor added, this show has a place in so many people's hearts. To be seen as a trans actress by the legend himself, Russell, has not only made my year, it's made my life. I cannot wait to begin this journey for you all to see how Rose blossoms. Get ready. No. I don't think I will.
I'm already disappointed. To see me as a trans actor, not to see you as an actress.
Or talented.
The important thing about her is trans.
You know, you could say, oh, if as long as the stories are written well and the cast all perform their parts well, it could still be fine. And it's like, yes, but do you really believe that this is going to step away from the political correctness and the intersectional stuff that got inserted in during Dr. Karen's run?
No,
but this is going to amplify it.
It's good to have just an open admission, though. Yes, this is just a progressive skin suit. Like, we've murdered Rose. We're going to wear her skin, except put shoe polish on, essentially, and be like, yeah, she's black now. Why? Don't think about it. It's like, Malfoy or whatever from Harry Potter, where the character got arrested in the London riots. So they cast him as a new guy, and the new guy was black, and was like, yeah, but the old... Okay.
All right, fine. We'll accept that and move on. Davies also stated, life on Doctor Who gets brighter and wilder. How can there be another Rose? You'll find out in 2023, but it's an absolute joy to welcome Yasmin to the Doctor Who set. We all fell in love with her in Heartstoppers. I guess we did. Yeah, thanks for that one, Davies.
It's on my to-watch list, I swear.
Yeah. One of those shows which changes the world, if you say so. And now Yasmin can change the Whoniverse. Just let it end. Just let it end, for the love of God. Following Gatwa's announcement, the BBC also announced that both David Tennant and Catherine Tate would also be returning to Doctor Who, and as noted by the BBC, Tennant's 10th Doctor and Tate's Donna parted ways with the Doctor wiping Donna's memory and informing her family that if she remembers, she will die. So Russell T. Davis has got a hell of a corner to write himself out of there, and I am expecting spectacular results. To be fair, I might just hate watch this.
I don't even know if I could.
I don't know if my spirit will take it, but I might just hate watch it.
I mean, it's like watching someone murder your childhood puppy.
I mean, it is. I get what you mean.
It's not fun, slightest. It's just no, it's not.
But I mean, we're gonna have to do a video on this.
Maybe
we're gonna have to. But obviously, this is all obvious bait. And there's two theories that are going around right now. One is my theory, which is that they are bringing Rose back as a legacy character because at the end of the first series with Christopher Eccleston, she absorbed the time vortex. So it's gonna be she can regenerate now, and like they did with River Song, and therefore she regenerated into a trans woman who is black. Why not? There is also a theory that this new Rose is the son of Donna and her husband, and they just named her Rose because of the fact that, this Rose was really important to the Doctor. But how would Donna remember that if she can't remember or her head will explode? It's really dumb. It's really dumb either way. It's gonna be terrible. And bringing back David Tennant and Donna in general is just a terrible idea. You're destroying stakes. No one will care anymore if you know that if this character is supposed to be dead, because that's what regeneration is. It's basically killing that version of the Doctor.
Any other fans who even remember any of this have stopped watching. Like, none of your new, like, weird diversity fans watch the old one. They don't know.
And they've already destroyed the entire backstory of the story. Are you aware of the Timeless Child?
I don't want to be.
So tempted.
I watch Nerdrotic talk about it, and that's enough.
Yeah. If you've seen Nerdrotic talk about it, then you know what I'm going on about, where they just completely retold the history, well, changed the history of the Doctor.
The Doctor was actually a humble migrant who gets abused by the native population of Gallifrey.
Yes, they culturally appropriate her, because she's a little black girl to begin with, her ability to regenerate. So, great. There's 60 years of history out the window because, you know, I'm in charge right now, so I'm the one with final say.
I mean, I'm just thinking of that Simpsons meme of the kid who's just like, make it stop. Like, it's...
Yeah, it's already dead, please. But let's take a look at what the new statement has to say about this. Why we should celebrate Yasmin Finney, the first trans Doctor Who companion. You could see...
Literally the meme. We destroyed it, but that's a good thing.
Yep, you could see where this is going. This is going to be your moral duty to uphold order. That order being trans good, no trans bad.
Progressive order.
Mm-hmm. Unlike the Doctor, I only have one heart. But when I read the news that Yasmin Finney... has been cast as the Time Lord's companion in the next season of Doctor Who, I thought it might burst. Having recently finished the Netflix series Heartstopper, I was already longing to see more of this talented transgender actress. This just sounds like a fetish. Yep. Finney 18 will play a character called Rose, which was also the name of Billy Piper's much-loved companion of 2005 through 2010.
We want to end that.
Yep. Much loved, not on our watch, but the mystery of the connection between these two characters wasn't what moved me. It was the thought of the impact Finney's appearance would undoubtedly have on the next generation of transgender youth. John's made a good point there. Unlikely to be a next generation. If you're talking transgender teenagers and children, I honestly don't think there is such a thing. I think these people, for the most part, have been groomed into this. So there you go, straight there. But once again, just this whole thing is just, they're trans, therefore good. I don't care about the show. This person doesn't care about the show. Not really. They may think they do, but they don't. Because if they did care about the show, they'd be thinking, okay, how's this going to work into the narrative? If you were an actual like person who cares about nerdy sci-fi, you would have nerdy sci-fi questions. You wouldn't just be going, oh my God, stunning and brave. When I was a transgender teenager, there was nobody in mainstream British television like me. I accepted that I was male in 2011.
Stop you there. There was no one like you. What do you want? Like, because they can't just be transgender, because that still wouldn't be like you. Okay, so they have to be black as well. Okay, well then they also have to have your personality trait. It has to be you. Hate this.
These people are narcissists.
If I don't see myself on TV, I have no role models. That is where that logic is.
These people might be psychopaths and narcissists because they don't seem to be able to empathize with anybody who isn't them.
Literally killing Rose Tyler, so yeah.
Yep. But when I was 13, but it wasn't until 2017 that I first saw a trans man on TV in EastEnders. Our lack of visibility contributed to considerable self-hatred.
Nope.
I genuinely believed I was doomed to live a miserable life. I'd never seen a trans person living out a happy one. Well, you can just live your life and have a happy life. You don't need to see examples of people who look and behave exactly like you to live a happy life.
But again,
make it for yourself.
Delusional totalitarian narrative that I need to see endless propaganda of people being happy or I can't be happy. That's honestly what you're saying. Yeah, you need to see posters of happy Soviet workers and then the Soviet workers will be happy with their life. No.
How can I be happy if Liu Feng wouldn't be proud of me?
It's fucking delusional. I really hate this narrative on how things work on media.
Finney could help to ensure that the next generation of young transgender people do not experience this by destroying legacy characters and trampling all over classic media. Okay, all right. This article goes on, but I'm done with it.
I'm going to read one line because I don't know if you were getting to it.
All right.
Finney's casting transported me right back to those nights I spent on Tumblr. Right, we have
there
it.
There you
finally,
go. There you go. I wonder what made you realize that you were a man when you were 13.
But also, I'm so done with this. You know, the left won't shut up about Gamergate. Like, it really is their goddamn, like, Nagasaki or something. Yeah. Which is yeah. unbelievable. But you know what? They're actually right in one regard, which is that when it comes to online discourse and the culture wars, there really are two camps, which is the 4chan and the Tumblr position. And the 4chan position is not white supremacy. It is tolerance. I mean, have you ever seen a 4chan get-together?
Yeah, it's the most multiracial thing I've ever seen. It's insane.
Diverse meeting you've ever got.
These racists don't care what race you are as long as you're racist. It's incredible.
It's not even that. Like, genuinely, like, 4chan's model and their platform is just say whatever you want as long as it isn't illegal. And that's what typifies it. Whereas the Tumblr approach is, you're banned. So, yep. And that is really no progressive dissent. Worldview. If I don't see happy workers, I'm not happy.
It's ridiculous. I had another article talking about the fact that Netflix had cast a black woman as a
Viking.
Norwegian ruler, Jarl Haakon, because, you know, we had so... Viking.
You only just got it?
Yeah. Because we just had so much diversity in Scandinavia in the... in 900 AD, yeah, yeah. But honestly, I'm just tired of this. I think this is where I'll end it because I'm sick of this and all legacy media, all history, all of reality is being malformed to fit into an intersectional narrative and it needs to stop.
If you appreciated that segment from the podcast The Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to get access to all the premium content we have on the site, such as the premium articles we do, this one from Helen Dale, Over the Borderline, which has now been republished with an audio track for silver and gold tiers to listen to. And if you'd like to follow her on Getter, you can always follow her on Getter at _HelenDale. Thank you and goodbye.